500 ruble. That's a bargain. I went to the other guy up the road. He wanted 700 rubles for such a horse.
I'm telling you. Great. We'll make a deal.
But sir, Mr. Chaim, I need more than one horse. You see, one horse won't make it to plow. I won't be able to plow with one horse. You see, I need another one.
Well, in that case, you could take the one right next to it, because that's my second to best horse as of right now. And you could take them both. I'll give you them both for 950 rubles. I'll even give you a 50 ruble discount.
Whoa! You're really some person, you know, Chaim. Nice doing business with you. Here's the 950 rubles, and I'll be taking your horses. Have a good day.
But boys, as much as Chaim had a good business and a lot of good things, but one thing marred his joy, which means it, even though he was very happy, one thing made him unhappy. And that was that he had no children. And how he wished that he and his wife could have a child.
Oh, Chaim, what are we gonna do? It's already 5 years, and we don't have a child. We've davened so much, we went all over to different people for brachos. But we still don't have a child, Chaim. What's gonna be with us?
Zelda, I know it's hard. It's hard for me too. And I know a lot of times in the house it's very quiet. We would love just to have a child even cry. Just to make noise in the house. It's so quiet here. But you'll see, Hashem will bless us with a child.
But it's so long already. What are we gonna do? Why don't you go to a big tzaddik to have a bracha from him?
That's a great idea, actually. I mean, we went for a lot of brachas, but I think maybe we should go again. Maybe I should go to a different town and visit one of the rebbes over there.
That's such a good idea. So which town should you go to?
I don't know. Let me think.
Oh, why don't you go to Sokolov, which is only about 10 miles from here. You could take one of our horses, and you'll get there by tomorrow.
That's an excellent idea. The thing is, I would not like to take one of our horses, because the horses that we have, I want to sell. And at this point, I don't have any for myself. So, what I'll do is, I'll go to the marketplace, and I'll get a wagon. I'll rent a wagon from someone, and he'll drive me to Sokolov to go to the famous and Halige Rebbe that lives there.
That's great. I'm sure the Rebbe in Sokolov will be able to help us. Hatzlacha.
Okay, thank you, Zelda. I'll see you tomorrow, the next day. Meanwhile, I'll make my way over to the marketplace to rent myself a wagon and a horse.
Wow, the marketplace is really busy today. It looks like maybe a thousand people are here today.
Ducks for sale. I sell ducks. Ducks for sale. The ones that swim in the water. I caught them, and I'm selling the ducks. They are for sale. Anybody want to buy the ducks? The ducks, because the ducks are for sale.
I'm selling tigers. I got lots of tigers. Different types. Orange ones, red ones, even yellow ones. The yellow ones might be poisonous. Oh, no, no, no. I'm mixing them up with the snakes, with the yellow bottoms. I don't know what I'm saying. All I can tell you is, tigers, tigers, I love the beautiful tigers. They could be as a pet. You could take them on a walk. You could do anything with them. Tigers, tigers.
Barley, barley, I'm selling barley. Now listen very carefully. I'm selling barley. This barley is the best barley for your challenge or your kishka, because this barley never becomes too big and never becomes too small. It's just the right size. You put in a few pieces of barley and it makes your challenge into an excellent challenge, because it's the best barley I've ever had. And anyone that wants barley, please come here to buy your barley.
Peppers, peppers, I got all sorts of peppers. I got green peppers, I got orange peppers, I got red peppers, I got yellow peppers. I even got purple peppers. I got any type of peppers that you can imagine. So if you need peppers, go, come here and buy your peppers. Only 3 rubles for 1 pepper and 2 rubles for 3 peppers. I don't know what I'm saying. All I know is that I'm selling peppers. So come here for your peppers. Come here quickly before I run out of my peppers. Here, let me take a bite. These are good peppers.
Okay, let me make my way over to Fievel, the wagon driver. Hey, Fievel, it's me, Chaim.
Yeah, how can I help you, Chaim, huh?
Fievel, I need you desperately, because I can't use my horses, because I sell my horses, and I don't have any that I use, you know, for my own transportation. I usually, you know, rent a wagon, so I need you desperately to take me here from Van Lednik all the way to Sokolov.
Oh, to Sokolov. Sokolov's about 10 miles north. No problem. That will cost you 30 rubles.
Oh, no problem. I'll even give you 35. So please, let's just go right away. I must see the Rebbe in Sokolov.
Oh, you gotta see the Rebbe? That's beautiful. Can I give you something to bring to him? A kvittel?
Sure, I'll take anything. Just let's hurry up, because I really have to go to the Rebbe right away.
Okay. I'm going to whip my horses, and we're going to go quickly. Okay? Here we go.
And on the way from Valednik to Sokolov, Chaim, a whole time, was learning his Mishnayos and saying his Tehillim, because besides being a rich man and a man that had a lot of good things, he was also a very big Talmid Chacham, and therefore he was learning and davening the whole time. And at last, a day later, they made their way into Sokolov.
Fievel, do you know where the Rebbe lives?
I sure do. I come to Sokolov about 3 times a week.
Are you serious? 3 times a week? What do you have in Sokolov?
I have a great-grandmother that lives here in Sokolov. She saw the first Sokolov Rebbe.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. That means one of the Sokolov Rebbe's great-grandfathers.
Yes, that's right.
Well, that's excellent. Well, could you please take me to his house?
Oh, sure, no problem. It's just down this street right here.
Oh, wow, great. Okay, here's the 35 rubles. Thank you so much. We'll be in touch.
Okay, have a nice time. By the way, how are you getting back?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know yet. Well, if you're still here when I want to leave, I guess I'll take you back.
Oh, that's great. Maybe I'll stick around. Meanwhile, maybe I'll go visit my great-great-grandmother.
I thought it was your great-grandmother.
Yeah, whatever. I think her mother lives there, too.
Oh, that's great. See you later.